You've probably seen those commercials for cruise ships with people on the back of the boat whacking golf balls out into the ocean. Or maybe you remember the Seinfeld episode when George Costanza, pretending to be a marine biologist, had to rescue an injured whale on the beach.
And I found myself right on top of him, face to face with the blowhole. I could barely see from the waves crashing down upon me, but I knew something was there. So I reached my hand in, felt around, and pulled out the obstruction.
And George was holding up the obstruction. It was a golf ball.
What is that, a Titleist?
A golf ball which we learned had been hit into the ocean by George's buddy, Kramer. Golf balls ending up in the wrong places can actually be a very serious problem, and we have an update today. Whales and other marine life, at least, can relax a little bit. There's a new kind of golf ball in town. It's a biodegradable golf ball that's made from lobster shells. We're joined now by David Nevant. He's a professor of biological and chemical engineering at the University of Maine in Orono, and he helped create this ball. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
I understand you remember that Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, I do. It always amuses me when I think of that project. It's one of the first things that comes to mind is that Seinfeld episode.
We should say that biodegradable golf balls are not a brand new invention, but yours is the first made with lobster shells. Why lobster shells? Why is that the choice?
For us, it was a natural choice. You know, one of the major waste streams out of the lobster processing and, in fact, crustacean processing in general facilities is the crustacean shell, which is often landfilled or on occasion returned to the ocean.
What kind of a shelf life are we talking about? I mean, if these golf balls made from lobster shells end up on the ocean floor, how quickly do they biodegrade?
Degradation in the ocean is of the order of a week to 2 weeks, somewhere in that time frame.
So quickly?
Comparatively fast, that's right.
How long do regular golf balls last on the ocean floor?
There's been a study done, I believe it was out of Europe, that estimated degradation times in the order of 100 to 1,000 years.
A lot longer.
Very persistent.
And these lobster golf balls, they look like your average golf ball? I mean, it'll look familiar to people?
Yeah, we've designed them so that they're dimensionally the same as a regular golf ball. They weigh the same amount. They're dimpled like a regular golf ball to give them the correct flight characteristics.
Are you a golfer?
I'm a hacker.
Well, how far can a golfer drive a lobster shell golf ball compared to a regular old Titleist?
So using a driver, we're getting approximately 70% of the distance of a regular golf ball. So it's not quite as functional as a conventional golf ball.
So we might not see these on the PGA Tour, but people on cruise ships might be willing to take a little bit off their shot.
Well, that's our hope, exactly.
David Nevant, professor at the University of Maine and one of the creators of a golf ball made of lobster shells. Professor, thank you for being here.
Most welcome. Thanks for your interest in our project.
This is NPR News.